Next week, confirmation hearings for Samuel Alito begin in the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's when National Pro-Life Alliance will start running newspaper and TV ads in 7 states, urging constituents in Wisconsin and elsewhere to pressure their senators to support the Supreme Court nominee.
It's time for the Senate to just say no to the pro-abortion radicals and confirm Judge Alito. Please call Senators Feingold and Cole today at 202.
On the other side of the debate, NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin is also urging constituents to contact Wisconsin's 2 Democratic senators. A former state legislator who now teaches government affairs says the impact of such lobbying on lawmakers depends on the issue. UW-Milwaukee Assistant Professor Mordecai Lee says abortion may be one of the rare instances where personal ideology trumps constituent demands.
I'd like to suggest 1% of issues for which the lobbying by constituents, the phone calls, emails, letters, don't carry a lot of weight. And those are in just a handful of highly ideological, highly prominent issues.
Both Senators Cole and Feingold voted to confirm conservative favorite John Roberts. He's now Chief Justice on the Supreme Court. WisPolitics.com says another vote for a conservative nominee could elicit liberal backlash for Senator Feingold. He's been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate. The political website also speculates about Cole, who's up for re-election. If Cole were to oppose Alito's nomination, the website says it could help inspire the GOP-based rally next year behind Tim Michels. He's the Oconomowoc construction executive who lost a previous run for U.S. Senate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.